schedule.
Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Today on Wings, Unbroken Wings. Resilience, dedication and courage are qualities of Nafisa Hanbai, a Kenyan who believes that disability is not inability. A report by Diana Wanyonyi.
We all have wings, and our wings are our visions, our dreams, what we want to do in life, what we want to achieve in life. And those, I believe, are our wings that makes us wake up every day and makes us fly. Sometimes, you know, you get into that family pressure, into that society pressure, into that community pressure. And especially, you know, we humans have a very funny mindset that if I do this, what is the community going to think about me? If I do this, what will the society think about me? If I do this, what will the family think about me? But if you in reality sit in a quiet place and think, if you try and see all the dramas and all the circuses that people are doing around you, do they even think about you? Do they think about how you feel? Community, society, associates, name it. If you start thinking about every Tom, Dick and Harry, you're cutting your wings. You will never fly. Follow your path. It is your life. You want to listen to people and cut off your wings, or you want to brush it off and grow your wings and fly?
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Nafisa Hanbai is the Chief Executive Officer of Dear Diary Initiatives, a community-based organization that is dedicated to serving marginalized communities, orphans, individuals with disabilities, and women. I, Diana Wanyonyi, in Kenya, I had one-on-one interview with Nafisa Hanbai, who shares her story about activism and her unbroken wings, the life and lessons.
I was born with a spina bifida. Spina bifida is basically a crack in the spine, and then it protrudes and tears the skin apart. The crack that I had was just above the hip, and the skin ripped off, so I was born in that condition. From the labor room straight to the operation theater, that was my welcome in this world. Differently abled, it has always been my life slogan that disability is not inability. But, you know, it takes less than two seconds to say it. But some people believe in it, some people don't believe in it. My own life experience as me now, as Nafisa, myself, if I did not have this slogan in my life that disability is not inability, then I think today I would not be where I am. My parents have made a lot of effort sending me to a school where they were able-bodied, making that effort. I studied till KCP, then I wanted to do a home science course, taking me to college, giving me all the support. I was interested in English subject. It used to be one of my favorite subjects, so I was given extra coaching on that. My father had a company, a furniture company. At that time, it was booming because my dad manufactured the best furniture in Kenya. But when I turned 18, my father told me, "Girl, you go out there, look for a job." At that time, you know, I felt it that my two brothers have gotten an opportunity to get into the company. But I think when your parents are doing something, they know the reason behind it. Remember, they have lived in this world more than you have. So I looked for a job. At times, you know, when I used to look at my own situation, my own condition, especially in school, you know, the level of discrimination, the level of stigmatization, when something would happen to me, I would keep on questioning God, why me, why me, why me? You know, God takes you to a place that makes you appreciate yourself, that makes you value yourself, that there are people who are worse than you, you know. So my first job was at a cerebral palsy center, which is currently in Tudor. It was a small room, so I started a job there. When I saw challenged people that were in worse state than me, those disabled people who cannot even grab food and eat themselves, who cannot even take that food and feed themselves, they have to be fed. There are those disabled people I saw who could not independently move towards the wheelchair and sit. They have to be carried, put them down, carry them, put them back on the wheelchair. When I saw that, I said, thank God I'm far off better than them. I would say 90% I'm independent, 10% I depend on people. Like right now, I can move from here and sit on the wheelchair, but I will depend on someone to push me out. When I am at home, I'm not dependent on anybody. I get out of my bed, I do my own things, I shower, I brush, I do everything. It's only that I ask my helper to help me prepare my breakfast, but that's only 5%, I would say. But the rest of the day, I spend on my own, I do my own things, I plan my own programs, I plan my own events, I look for my own sponsors. I depend less on people to do things for me. Even Elvis has been with me for 6-8 months now. I will call Elvis if it's to visit somewhere or to visit someone or there is a meeting to be attended, because that for me, it's becoming a little bit of a tedious task, you know, getting ready, get out of the house, put a wheelchair in a tuk-tuk, then get to that place. So I would feel that he would do it much faster. Maybe he can just commute in a public means of transport, go and attend. Like when we were doing the show, the Unbroken Wings, there were letters to be delivered, invites to be done. So some of the running around he does for me. But when it comes to doing my own things, I'm very much independent. And when I got that job is when now I appreciated the way I am, you know, that I'm not so badly off. Mm-hmm. I love to live my life to the fullest, but attitude of the society, attitude of the people has pulled me down a bit. But I'm an Afisa that loves to be playful. I would love if someone sits with me and play games with me. You know, games like Snakes and Ladder, Ludos, Unos. I know these are kiddish games, but sometimes if you see adults playing, it's fun. It was last year, October. One of my friends called me and she said, let's go. We went. So you won't believe, when I saw that game stall, I straight away went to that stall. I sat. I played a game of carom, 6 games. So I played a game of shooting. That day, I really enjoyed. There is that Nafisa inside me that is still wanting to play games, that is still wanting to have fun, that is still wanting to enjoy life, that is still wanting to adventure, experience life.
That is Nafisa Hanbai, an activist based in Mombasa. She spoke to me, Diana Wanyonyi, in Mombasa.
Life, whether it's for an able-bodied or for a disabled, life will become the way you take it. If you look at it from the negative point of view, everything will be negative in your life. If you look at it from the positive point of view, everything will be positive in your life. So for me, there are times when I feel low. There are times when I feel negative, especially when, you know, you're struggling to achieve something and you cannot achieve, especially when it comes to relationships. I would not say I'm not blessed. Even when I look at my family, my extended families, the way I look at my other relatives, I feel that I would not say I'm neglected. Okay, of course, I'm not neglected by my mother. My 2 brothers don't neglect me. But when it comes to that extended family, I feel that sometimes I feel I'm not seen. I'm not there. I'm not existing. You know, I get that feeling. I have some amazing friends that have been there for a lifetime with me. I've lost some friends, they've passed away. Yes, I have always had to struggle with relationships. But as from me, I give my 100%. Whenever and wherever I've been needed, I've been called, I have fulfilled my duties.
Mm-hmm. Let's speak about unbroken wings. Mm-hmm. What is unbroken wings?
In the year 2015, I lost my father. I felt that the need to publish a book based on my life journey. The point here was just not to inspire people, not for it to be an inspiration, but when people read it, they know who Nafisa is. Because I felt that there was too much of judgmental about me. People had fixed mindsets about me. I feel that within myself, internally, I am different from what the way people are looking at me or the way people are thinking about me. People need to know that we disabled people are also humans. I've not just come in this world to compromise, to sacrifice, to let go. I also want to live life. I also have needs. On that aspect, I came with this book. At that time, I was introduced to an author, a very young girl. Her name was Lubna. My Unbroken Wings book was the first book she had written, which was launched. She used to come to my place. I used to narrate stories. Now I told her that, look, I want to write an inspirational book based on a disabled person. And I want that book to be such that those parents, you know, who have got children with disability who are just either born or still growing up, sometimes they lose hope. I want this book to become an inspiration to them. I want that kind of a story.
You are listening to Wings.
So she said, why don't we write about you? I had never thought that it's going to be my story as per se. It was just supposed to be, you know. So I said, okay, because she needed to pick on a subject. I said, okay. So she actually converted into a biography. Like she interviewed my brothers, she interviewed my mother, she interviewed my close friends, my closest relatives, my cousins. So I launched it in 2017, 3rd of December in Nairobi. 3rd December is World Disabled Day, celebrated worldwide. So that was the day I chose to launch it. I came to Mombasa, I launched it on 19th of January in Mombasa, 2018. And yes, it is not on any bookshelf, but I so far have sold almost 800 books.
How did that title come about, Unbroken Wings?
See, we all have wings, and our wings are our visions, our dreams, what we want to do in life, what we want to achieve in life. And those, I believe, are our wings that makes us wake up every day and makes us fly. Sometimes, you know, you get into that family pressure, into that society pressure, into that community pressure. And especially, you know, we humans have a very funny mindset that if I do this, what is the community going to think about me? If I do this, what will the society think about me? If I do this, what will the family think about me? But if you in reality sit in a quiet place and think, if you try and see all the dramas and all the circuses that people are doing around you, do they even think about you? When your family is doing all those dramas and circuses, do they think about how you feel? Community, society, associates, name it. Why are you taking that burden in your head to think about every Tom, Dick and Harry? So if you start thinking about every Tom, Dick and Harry, you're cutting your wings. You will never fly. Follow your path. God has given you a vision. God has given you a direction. There is something burning inside you. There is something telling you inside, hey, you know what? You need to do this. Like you want to do something. Do this. Make this happen. So do it. Go for it. Like Unbroken Wings, when I was writing the book itself, the title Unbroken Wings, my own mother questioned me, why are you writing your book? Why are you bringing out your story? What will people say? What will the community say? But if you're going to digest all that, then I would have never written the book. That book would never have come out. It would never have been published. And I would not be where I am today. But I do listen. When I'm told things, I do listen. But do you want to digest or you don't want to digest? That is your choice. It is your life. You want to listen to people and cut off your wings, or you want to brush it off and grow your wings and fly? What do you want to do?
On Wings, you are listening to Wings Kenya correspondent Diana Wanyonyi. She presents her interview with Nafisa Khanbai, Chief Executive Officer of Dear Diary Initiatives, a community-based support organization.
Are you doing something to give back in the community?
I started community service 30 plus years ago. My journey began when I joined Leo Club of Mombasa. Then from Leo, I moved to Rotaract Club of Mombasa. After leaving Rotaract is when now I narrated a story and a play was done at a little theater club titled Dear Diary. And Dear Diary then eventually converted into an organization. My life is rotating around community service, but my main aspect here is disability advocacy for the disabled people. And how I give back is we have been donating wheelchairs. We are trying to make disabled people more mobile and more independent. But also generally for the other community people, yes, we do a lot. Like we do borehole projects, we do period poverty, reusable pads project. We do wheelchairs, we do crutches, we do medical, we do education. We are an all-rounder organization, but mainly today I would say I think Dear Diary is the highest donor of wheelchairs all over Kenya, all over the coast region.
Why Dear Diary?
Like I said, I can narrate a story, but I cannot sit and write a script. So the person who was writing that script at that time, actually it was originally started by Gilly Owino. He has passed away also. So Gilly Owino was the one who was writing the original script. And when he sat to write, because it was my story, it was coming out from my mind, heart and soul, he decided to give it a title, Dear Diary. Mm-hmm. We do fundraising projects. Like in the month of May, we had done a treasure hunt. So, and even this, the first round of play was, we had sponsors, but in the second round, we have kept an entry fee. So that's part of our fundraising. We also do events like we are planning to do another treasure hunt, which will be in a different mode. Then we have been doing cycling races. We have been doing quite a lot, like we have been putting stalls in bazaars also to raise the little bit of funds. But yes, for major projects, we have donors.
Mm-hmm. When we look back, we have Dear Diary theater play and Broken Wings. That's another theater play. And now you're planning to have another theater play. What are you targeting?
My intention is to spread out the message about disabled people. You see, the Unbroken Wings that we just staged recently, the story is rotating around a character known as Nema. That Nema is a lady seated on wheelchair, which is technically, which is me. But it's not me acting. We have an actress. So she is seated on a wheelchair. She is acting. And she is running an organization. She is sometimes we even get conned by people. So she has employed somebody who is working with her. That person is not faithful. That person has done some conning and some cheap business or cheap deals. And then she has someone. She's been working with him for a long time. She has been having feelings for him. She's been in love with him. But this man then one day comes to her house. He has a ring box. He drops it by mistake. She picks it and he even tells her that I'll take you for dinner tonight, you know. So dress up nicely. So according to Nema's mindset, that dropping of a box of ring and asking her to dress up nicely and all that, it's like she in her mindset is like, this is this man going to pop out the question today? Is this man going to propose today? But when he comes back, when he realizes he has dropped a ring box, when he comes back to her house and asks for it, she gives it back And now Nema is the one daring to ask him the question, you know, that are you going to propose to me or what, you know? So he laughs it out. He mocks her. He makes fun of her, you know, that, you know, a man would want to have a partner with whom, who can go in the kitchen and cook, who can take the kids to school. Then he reaches to that main point of intimacy, sex, sexual intercourse, as per we say, that can a disabled, can you give that to a man or can you satisfy? So this is what we are trying to bring out, that why are you thinking negatively? Why do you think that that person does not have those feelings? Are they less human to you? So that was the main aspect. In the mirror, the whole story now is a continuation from where it stopped, the first round. We stopped at a spot whereby now Nema falls down. Like when he's telling her that, she really feels it. So she's trying to stand from her wheelchair and you know, challenging that, how hard can that be? And she falls down. She has a fall. And after that fall, so we stopped the play there. There's a change of scenario. Then in the mirror, we are continuing. We are starting with the fall scene. Then we will continue that now, because that man that she loved for all that years has moved ahead, has decided to move on without her. So that man that kept on, that is managing her office, that has conned her, is now taking a furthermore advantage by proposing to her. And because Nema, he accepts that proposal, she goes for it. And then we showcase that she can run the house, she can manage the house, whatever was being underestimated. She's proving the society wrong. She even gives birth. So that's where the story is rotating. We are trying to bring out a message and showcase a different angle of a challenged person.
Can you speak about achievements and challenges?
Challenges as an organization, and I think it's not only me. This problem has come up all over. We are finding it a challenge to convince international donors to transfer funds to us, because there are some organize, you know, some, the government is scrutinizing a lot of organizations. Like 2-3 months ago, there were more than 300 organizations shut down all over Kenya, because now there is no record, there is no proper, you know, like accountability is not there. So in that aspect, now you see, if it is Kenya and it is 300 organizations closed, then your organization comes into question mark as well. So in that way, we are facing challenge, but we are trying to overcome the challenges. Mm-hmm. And by the grace of God, okay, we have donors. We are not saying we don't have donors. We have donors, we have sponsors. But that is where now our accountability has to be very straightforward.
The move of Donald Trump, has it also affected some of the organization that deals with people who are living differently?
That has affected everybody worldwide.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so it will affect organizations that are depending on donor funding from those parts of the world also. Because now transferring would be a challenge. You see, like from banks to banks, even transfers would be a challenge. And you know, nowadays bank, when there is a transfer, when there is an international transfer, you know, there is that bank commission, there are those bank charges, quite a good amount of money is being cut off. So you don't even get the exact amount that you have requested for, you get less. Mm-hmm. So yes, that move has also affected people. Mm-hmm. My achievements, I would say that as of when I started walking this journey, by the grace of God and by the strength and energies and all that I have in me, I believe I have been able to transform many, many lives, thousands and thousands of lives, thousands and thousands of mindsets. And one of my achievements has been that we built an orphanage in Kaloleni. But we did not use blocks or bricks as per se. We used plastic bottles to build up the walls and it is still standing, it is still existing. So that was a different kind of a mod to show people that plastic bottles are not just a throwaway, but they can serve a purpose. Or they can replace stones and bricks, and you can build houses using just plastic bottles. You fill up with sand, you cover it. When it dries up, it becomes as hard as a rock, you know, as hard as a stone. And you can put them instead of blocks, you can put them, and your walls become very beautiful. Up to now, that orphanage is still standing. People had doubts on us. People were asking us, you know, will it not crack? Will it not break apart? Plastic bottles, but no, it is still there. Yes, we do have to maintain, but then even normal houses need maintenance. So we have maintenance, but that was one of our different kind of an achievement. And yes, I'm still going on. I still want to do a lot for the challenge people. My dream, I want to build a vocational training center. Okay, with my partner, Dr. Rafiq Rauf, we have sat and discussed this, that we want to build one in Tana River and transform lives of the disabled people living in that area. But personally, I want to build a vocational training center in Kilifi County also, because I have, like, just within Kilifi County, if I say between Takangu, Sheriani, Timboni, if I look at the interiors, all that, I have donated more than 200 wheelchairs. So I know there is a population of challenged people there, and I want them to come up in life. So I not only a vocational training center, but a training that has a physiotherapy center, a workshop in that, so their devices can be looked after, can be repaired on regular. I have some visions, but I don't know when I'm going to achieve. The vision is there. My parting shot, please, please, please stop discriminating, stop stigmatizing people with disabilities, stop looking at them as less humans, and stop looking at them as beggars. Give us a chance. And understand that people with disabilities are also humans. They are not robots. They are born with hearts, souls, feelings, emotions. If they have fallen in love with someone, if that person could reciprocate, and instead of, you know, going into overthinkings and deep thinkings about intimacy, sex, sexual intercourse, because even if able-bodied, if the relationship depended on that only, then there would be no divorces today. I mean, people give birth, children have grown up, then they also go for divorces. So I think that is not the aspect of the relationship. It is part of it. But that can be discussed amongst two people. Give that person a chance to showcase what they can do, what they can't do, you know. But don't judge someone by its cover. Like, give us a chance to be, not just to be your workmates, not just to be your fundings, not just to be your sponsors, not just to be your donors, not just to be your problem solvers. Understand us that we are humans also. We also want to live life to the fullest and enjoy our life.
Mm-hmm. Your social media handles? Do you have a website?
Yeah, deardiaryinitiatives.com. Mm-hmm. My Facebook page is Dear Diary Kenya. My personal Facebook is Nafisa Khanbai. My Instagram is Nafisa Khanbai 7070.
That was Nafisa Khanbai, an activist who lives differently abled, who believes that disability is not inability. She spoke to me, Diana Wanyonyi. In Mombasa, I am Diana Wanyonyi for Wings.
Thanks to all Wings supporters, including your community radio stations, Suzette Cullen and Genevieve Vaughn, whose events can be found through the website maternalgifteconomymovement.org. That's all one word, maternalgifteconomymovement.org. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.